Why does it feel like something to be? Why does the color purple look the way it does? Why should physical processes in our brains generate any inner experience at all? These questions form the heart of what philosopher David Chalmers calls the hard problem of consciousness, perhaps the most profound mystery in our understanding of reality. While science has made remarkable progress explaining the mechanisms of cognition, memory, attention, perception, it stumbles when confronting subjective experience itself. When you see a vivid purple book cover, nothing about light waves at 400 nanometers inherently suggests the experience of purpleness. Musical experiences seem even stranger, somehow transcending their component notes to create unified qualitative experiences that completely absorb us. This mystery persists because consciousness involves two distinct concepts. The psychological concept refers to the functional basis of behavior, how we discriminate, categorize, and react to our environment. The phenomenal concept refers to subjective experience itself, what it feels like to be in particular mental states. This distinction reveals two separate mind-body problems: the easy problem of explaining psychological functions and the hard problem of explaining why these functions are accompanied by conscious experience. As Chalmers memorably puts it, why is all this processing accompanied by an experienced inner life? We might have been zombies, but we're not. While science can reduce many phenomena to more fundamental levels, like heat to molecular motion or life to biochemistry, consciousness proves uniquely resistant. When reduction is possible, higher-level facts logically follow from lower-level ones. Specify H2O's molecular structure, and you've determined everything about water. But consciousness breaks this pattern. Even with complete knowledge of a brain's physical properties, the facts about conscious experience don't automatically follow. We can imagine a physically identical system without consciousness, a philosophical zombie that processes information but lacks subjective experience. The conceivability of such zombies suggests consciousness transcends physical facts. The Mary's Room thought experiment reinforces this. A color scientist who knows everything about color vision but has never seen color still learns something new upon first seeing red. This shows that physical knowledge alone can't capture conscious experience, suggesting the link between physical processes and consciousness is fundamental. Chalmers proposes naturalistic dualism. Consciousness involves properties beyond the physical while emerging from physical systems through regular principles. Unlike Cartesian dualism, this view maintains a causally closed physical world where consciousness supervenes on physical processes without disrupting them. Consciousness might be fundamentally linked to information. Physical systems realize information by entering different states with different effects. This information could have dual aspects: physical, causal relationships, and phenomenal, conscious experience. Consciousness might represent the intrinsic nature of information that physics describes externally. In technical terms, information involves states selected from possible alternatives. The double aspect principle suggests that information spaces realized phenomenally in conscious experience correspond to those realized physically in brain processes. This perspective implies consciousness might extend beyond complex organisms. Even simple systems like thermostats might possess rudimentary forms of experience corresponding to their information states. While counterintuitive, this view resolves the challenge of explaining why consciousness would suddenly emerge at an arbitrary complexity level. While Chalmers maintains consciousness can't be reduced to physical processes, he argues systematic relationships must exist between them. Consciousness correlates strongly with awareness, the availability of information for behavioral control. When we're conscious of something, that information becomes accessible for verbal report, reasoning, and action. The structure of consciousness mirrors the structure of awareness. Color experiences' three-dimensional structure corresponds to color information processing in the brain. Visual Experiences' geometric structure matches visual information processing. This structural coherence explains many features of conscious experience through physical processes, even if we can't explain why those processes create experience itself. This framework clarifies why our judgments about consciousness are distinctive. In color perception, our processes access only locations in an information space, not the physical processes creating them. The system experiences these states directly, leading to judgments about experiences that feel ineffable and immediate. These coherence principles provide foundations for empirical consciousness research. Neuroscientists studying color vision use them to explain experiential structures through information processing. While this doesn't explain why consciousness exists, it helps us understand its structural features. If consciousness emerges from a system's functional organization rather than physical materials, this has profound implications for AI. The principle of organizational invariance suggests that any system with the right functional arrangement will be conscious, regardless of its physical substrate. Consider replacing neurons in a conscious brain with artificial equivalents. If consciousness depends on physical substrate, it would either fade gradually or vanish suddenly during replacement. Both scenarios are problematic. Sudden disappearance would violate natural law, while fading consciousness implies a partially replaced brain would experience degraded awareness while functioning identically to a fully conscious person. The most logical conclusion is that consciousness persists across functionally identical systems. This suggests machines could be conscious if they achieve the right functional organization, likely one that implements global information integration similar to human consciousness. While this doesn't mean all computer programs are conscious, it indicates no fundamental barrier to creating conscious machines, raising important ethical considerations. Quantum mechanics and consciousness represent two of science's greatest puzzles, potentially linked through the role of observation and experience. Quantum mechanics offers precise predictions, but presents a world that defies intuitive understanding. The framework of quantum mechanics rests on two principles: the Schrödinger equation, governing unobserved quantum systems, and the measurement postulate, describing observation events. The latter proves especially problematic, as it elevates measurement without defining it in fundamental physical terms. Hugh Everett proposed that the Schrödinger equation alone describes reality, suggesting the world exists in perpetual superposition at all scales. When we observe a superposed system, our brains also enter superposition, with different mental states matching different outcomes. Chalmers' theory of consciousness aligns with this view, predicting that superposed brain states would create multiple distinct experiences, exactly what Everett's interpretation requires. This synthesis of the Schrödinger equation and consciousness theory explains our experience of a discrete world without needing additional physical principles. Chalmers' work marks a pivotal shift in consciousness studies by articulating the hard problem and showing the limits of reductive approaches. His framework, spanning from consciousness-cognition coherence to information-based theories, has influenced neuroscience and AI research, pushing beyond purely mechanistic explanations. As technology advances towards simulating human cognition, his questions become crucial. Could AI systems develop consciousness? How would we recognize it? What are the ethical implications? His framework provides tools for examining digital consciousness, uploaded minds, and synthetic experiences. Chalmers demonstrated that progress on consciousness is possible without reducing it to physical processes or retreating to mysticism. Perhaps our universe's most remarkable feature isn't its vast galaxies or subatomic particles, but that it contains beings who experience it subjectively, making consciousness both our greatest intellectual challenge and opportunity for self-understanding.